Welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.
And this is where Doug takes it away.
Okay. This one comes from Link B.
Yay.
And he asks, you have $10 to make the best sandwich you can with real world stuff. Oh. What do you end up making?
$10 is
$10. That's not a lot.
It's not going to get you a lot. Okay. here's what I'm do we have to cover the cost of the is it safe to assume that we have all the equipment we need to make a sandwich that we want?
I think it just means ingredients, but okay. Let's assume that you have things like mayonnaise and mustard and stuff like that already.
Okay,
condiments on the house.
Condiments are on the house.
$10, that's what we have to buy ingredients. So I mean, we could make it work if you only go up to the counter and get like can I get 3 slices of ham and 3 slices of turkey? You know,
yeah. If you go to the deli counter, you got to think like, so if you're paying by the pound, but you can do like a quarter pound,
you could
or whatever.
You could go as you're looking at
like four or five, or maybe 3 or 4 bucks for like a quarter pound of good meat.
That's about right.
Do you have to buy it in those kind of situations? Like, you could be like, hey, can I get 4 slices? I don't think you have to. Yeah. Why not?
Well, I think like 4 slices, especially if you go with like a thicker cut would be about a quarter pound.
So that's a question I have then to add on to this. When you go to the deli, what number do you order when you
one.
For your slices?
One.
I don't do a one. I ask for shaved.
We do shaved a lot also, but we've found that the kids will eat it at like a one because like they'll do like the like ham and cheese roll-ups. And that's really good for rolling.
Yeah. So shaved is nice because it makes it feel light and airy. And it just hits different when you have shaved versus like a thicker piece of meat.
Yeah. Agreed.
Those Carl Budding packs you'd buy. Like those are super shaved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, because like my go-to sandwich, like at most places, is like a corned beef on rye. But like, where am I going to get a good corned beef? I mean, I guess maybe the deli section will have one, but I don't know if I've ever seen corned beef in the deli section at our store.
You can always
roast beef, but I don't want roast beef. I want corned beef. But if I'm buying corned beef, that's my $10 just for the corned beef.
It's that expensive?
Mm-hmm. Corned beef is like $13, man.
Good Lord. Okay. You know what I'm going for? I think I'm gonna go.
That's because I'm gonna have to cook the corned beef too. Like it's not just I'm sure maybe if I went to like the deli meat section, maybe I could find some for cheaper. But I don't want that shit. I want to make it myself. I don't know.
I'm gonna go with a classic Philly. You get a bun for a buck or two. Your meat you can buy it and then cut it yourself. So it's not that bad. And cook that up and just get some yellow cheese and throw it on there. Provolone, you're under $10 and it's a delicious sandwich every time. I think I'm going to go Philly. Yeah. I'll go Philly cheesesteak.
Fair enough.
All this corned beef comes in a can. Gross.
No, oh my God. Stop it. No one wants that.
Or you could buy the corned beef, like, you know, to cook it yourself. It's $5.93 a pound, and they average about 3 pounds. So, I mean, it's almost $20 for 3 pounds.
Okay.
So I won't be doing that. So I'm just going to go get some like honey made ham and some cheese.
Throw it on a sandwich. You know what I was going to say? Cause it was, if he said like, if we had $5, then I would have made the classic one that I did growing up, which is a really cheap sandwich, but it's warm and tasty. And it's,
oh boy. Oh, grilled cheese.
Well, that's a really good one too. But no, spaghetti, Campbell's spaghetti in a can, and you throw, or Chef Boyardee, whatever version you buy, throw that into in between two pieces of buttered bread and put it in that plastic sandwich maker, the one that heats up and makes triangles. Oh, just chef's kiss all day. Kev, you have yet to answer this.
You guys were talking. I didn't want to disturb you guys. No, I would say, especially Jared, since you said you like Philly cheesesteaks, it got me thinking of my favorite in Chicago is the Italian beef. And it's kind of like the bastardized version of it would be like a French dip where you have like the au jour sauce.
Uh-huh.
And it's just delicious. And it's just roast beef just in a, you know, on a French roll. So that's pretty cheap. And you just dip, you could dip it in the au jour sauce and just dip the whole thing in. And you just enjoy that soggy goodness of the bun. And just, it's so good. I want some right now. But also you could top it with some cheese. Some places do it with garlic bread instead of a French roll, which makes it even tastier. And man, I could just always go for one, but I can't really find one outside the Chicagoland area. So I'm bummed about that. If you ever get, you guys have Portillo's out there now, don't you? Or is that in like the Oklahoma area?
I mean, I don't know, but we have French dips in every restaurant.
Like yeah, but it's not quite the same. Different breading, and like I said, it's all dry. I like it when you dip the meat, when it's already pre-dipped.
Oh, okay. So this is Chicagoland. They pre-dip it.
Yeah, usually ask for it. You ask for it dipped or not, you know, dipped or dry. So.
You know what I just thought of, if I could change my answer, maybe is an mm-hmm. open faced pot roast sandwich, but I think that puts me over budget.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of toppings, but that's good.
Yeah. Now that's what I want, man. Piece of bread and you put mashed potatoes and then you put your pot roast on top with the gravy. God.
So good.
This is so good. Why is this question the first?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, even something that would let you guys talk for 20 minutes.
You're like, because I only have one other question today.
Touche.
I don't know if we've asked this one or not. And oh shit, where'd it go? Come back. June, where'd you go? There it is. Okay. If we've already answered this, then we'll just move on. But what is a book you read during your childhood that has stuck with you or opened your mind? We talked about this?
I feel like we did. About this. You've asked this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What were your answers? I don't remember.
What was that? I didn't hear the question.
What is a book you read during your childhood that has stuck with you or opened your mind?
Oh yeah, we answered this one before because I believe mine was like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah, mine was like Harry Potter
artwork. Yeah,
I think mine.
The Bible. I'm just kidding.
Mine was The Sphere.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that. What is a hobby? Man, some of these I meant to delete and I didn't delete. This also comes from June. A hobby you find fascinating?
Pressure washing.
Yes. Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, man. That's a good one. I think like woodwork and stuff is really fascinating. I don't think I have the patience to do it, but it would be mm-hmm. a cool thing to be good at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the plane, like the guys who actually like get the model planes or like fly the remote controlled planes and like go into fields and kind of setting those off and having them fly around. Mm-hmm. I like that's pretty cool. And like building the motors for them and stuff like that and making them being able to, some of them jet off, you know, getting some super fast speeds. I think that's pretty cool.
It's so expensive to crash one.
Yeah. The crash videos are always, it's so sad to watch.
Heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. Anybody who can elevate, I think anybody who can elevate like a normal craft where people like you just go, that's just unhuman. Like anyone who's a glass worker or somebody who can mold things, vases and stuff, but just brings it to the next level. I'm just like, so many hours went into this. It's so amazing. Kind of like mm-hmm. when I went to the mall, or not to the mall, to the airport, and I was in the Vegas airport, and we walked by this shop where people, they were selling the Transformers. I think I sent you guys a photo, like Transformers made from all these engine parts and like metal parts and gears and everything, and it just looked absolutely phenomenal. I'm just like, this was somebody who just decided to start making stuff with metal, and it just like spare parts, and it just is phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Chudfu wants to know what are some slang terms that you find most annoying?
Most annoying?
Yeah.
It's Coolio? Does anyone still use that? Coolio.
Coolio? No.
Thankfully. Yeah.
But I mean, if it was slang and you found it annoying, I guess that counts.
Yeah.
I hate it, and I think it's kind of gone away recently. I think we've moved on. But like with dabbing. Dabbing was dumb. Yeah. That's not necessarily slang, but it was like a thing. It was like a movement from fucking Fortnite dummies.
You know that you're getting old when like you want to impart your slang to the new generation, and the new generation is having none of it because they have their own slang, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm too old. Like, it's not the fact that I don't want to use the slang that my son and everyone else, all of his friends use. It's the fact that I'm so old now that I can't, because of the fact it's looked down upon and it makes me look stupid. Like, I can't walk around saying no cap, and I can't walk around saying, oh, he's got that drip. If I'm look at that drip, and where if I'm not making a joke of it, and if I'm not making, like, I just tease Colin about it, but I can't seriously say that stuff because I'm a 40-year-old man. It can't come out of my mouth. Like, so that's the annoying
thing. One, you have to use it correctly, and two, you have to own it.
And three, you have to have like a neck tattoo or something like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just,
No cap, man. You can use it.
That's true. Like that one, I feel no cap is probably the one I feel most comfortable that I could use and get away with it. But yeah. And then Colin introduced me to another one at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, they told him, they're like, oh man, nice fit. And I was like, nice fit. What does that mean? And he's like, outfit, dad. And I was like, fit. Oh, I get it. It's like, so, okay, cool. I was like, thanks for schooling me to that one. And I was like, you want me
to... This is why you need to be on TikTok, bud.
I know.
Think also, like, I think TikTok also has the, like, I mean, yeah, okay, no matter what you do, your son is going to think you're an idiot. Probably. That's just parenting 101. Like, no matter what you do, no matter how cool you actually are,
and
you
let's know, it,
your
and
your
let's,
kid's gonna think you're a dumb piece of shit,
right?
And like, let's, it does not matter. Again, like, you could be like the most famous. You could be like Robert Downey Jr.,
which
you could
I be, am.
Yeah, you could be Chris Hemsworth. You which know what I mean?
I've like,
you
been
could
called. Be.
And they're, I promise you, they're all their kids think they're dumb pieces of shit.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. You know what I mean? But I think like things like TikTok, it almost opens that door. Like, I think it's had and held more of a door open between the generations and stuff, where things are bleeding through both, you know, where, yeah, like you say it because you use the slang because you're on the app, not necessarily because you're trying to be like, you know, a cool kid, but just like, it just bleeds. It just bleeds over.
All I could think of was the Steve Buscemi.
Hey, what's up, fellow students?
What's up, fellow students? No. That's me. Oh, that's me joining TikTok. Hello, fellow TikTokers.
If Steve Buscemi ever joins TikTok, that needs to be the first TikTok he makes.
Yeah.
For real.
I'm like, that shit will go viral so fucking fast. Mm-hmm. Now, at the same time, there are times where it's going to make you feel old, because it's going to be like, hey, the time distance between now and 1983 is the same between 1983 and 1935 or whatever. And you're gonna be like, fucking what? Like,
yeah, I saw
fucking what?
Like, so since I'm not on TikTok, they have YouTube Shorts. They launched their version of TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. So I peruse that every once in a while I'm bored. And a lot of people just repost their TikToks to YouTube Shorts. Yep. So I saw that one where it was like, hey, we're closer to 1950 than we are 1990. And I was just like, or whatever fucking date they use. And I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, or like, we're closer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that shit's fucking wild. Yeah. It's just like, excuse me, what? And then, and it'll be like, oh, your parents' radio in the 2000s. And it'll be like, you know, shit we're listening to in like 2005 or whatever. And you're like, your parent? Like, excuse me, what?
And I was like, that song still hits. What are you talking about? Yeah,
your parents were listening to Blink-182? You consider that an oldie?
No, because...
Excuse me, what?
Hold on, Blink-182 bridged a gap with their last two albums. They caught the youth. They're still relevant. They're still relevant.
Oh, boy. I wish that were actually true.
Well, they are. Travis Barker's going to marry a Kardashian, so he's staying relevant.
Dude, the youths don't give a fuck about the Kardashians. They don't give a fuck.
No.
You think we're... That's so. What I liked is like during like the pandemic and stuff when everyone was jumping on TikTok, there was for a while this kind of like not a clash, but just the, you know, like the younger generation trying to make fun of the millennials and stuff for jumping on, and the millennials just being like, "Is that all you got? Like, motherfuckers, we're children of the boomers. That's all you fucking got. Like, I mean, like they blame us for all this shit. You think that you coming on here making fun of me for joining an app is gonna like break me?" Bitch, that all you got? Like, I'm fucking jaded as shit, motherfucker. You gotta come at me a lot harder than that. I was like, yay, it's my people. We all broke in.
Like, you haven't gotten to our point yet.
Yeah. Like, oh, you shut up, kid. Like, fuck off. Like, oh, you think you're so mean? Get out of here. Fuck off. We invented it. Get out of here.
Yeah. We didn't invent it. But it's ours now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Kevin! I know you on there's TikTok?
Probably like young. We've got like Kevin's son Carmen on here being like sucking old fucks. Mm. Goddamn! Yeah,
our younger crowd is just like, wait, they're 40? What? Goodbye.
My dad's a big fan.
Kev, are you on TikTok?
No,
you're not.
I can't do it. I mean, it's just too much for me, and I've hit that age where I'm just like that. I'm gonna let the young kids have that one. I'm just not really.
Oh no, you've reached that point in your life.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck in my YouTube.
Kevin, you're gonna be the Kev. I feel so bad. You're gonna be the 50-year-old who doesn't know how to plug in the USB 4 port. What's this?
There's a 4?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to still be on your flip phone iPhone. Like,
okay, I'll have Geek Squad take care of it.
Oh my God. This is what you get for hanging out with your dad last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I did end up troubleshooting stuff for him while I was there. He's like, why can't my printer? Use your voice. Why can't my printer? Okay, fuck it. But right now, but he was like, why can't my printer print?
Hold on. We can easily fix this. Kev's dad, what was the real quote?
Why won't my printer print to my phone?
Yes. And it was like a recording.
That's not how things work.
Yeah, it was.
You can print from your phone. You can't print to your phone.
It
was a wild weekend.
I put the paper of what I want to print into the printer, and I hit print to the phone, and it doesn't pop up. Dad, that's a scanner. Like, you don't have a scanner.
You sounded like a Muppet version of him.
Oh,
all right. That's all the show we got.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah. All right. Next week, we got a ton of stuff coming up. Also, today, we just released Color in Space, our latest Horror Fest episode. This time.
Outer Space.
Huh? Outer Space? Color in Outer Space?
Color.
Outer Space.
Color in the Space. Color by numbers.
Color by.
Color out of space.
Paint by space.
Colorado Space.
Colorado Space. We just released our latest episode of Colorado Color in the Lines Space.
Color out of space.
Color out of space. Starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God.
And we might have a special guest. I don't know yet. We'll see.
We should.
So if you're listening to this and you've already listened, then surprise is over. But if you haven't listened yet, go listen to it, okay? All right. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.